Nervous. Very, very nervous. I have been and I am. But why will you say that I am mad? All the disease, it had sharpened my senses. And above all, the sense of hearing, oh, it was acute. I heard all things in the heavens and in the earth, and I heard many things in hell, many things. So how then am I mad? Listen and observe how calmly I can tell you the whole story. Well, the old man, he had the eye of a vulture. And when it fell upon me, my blood ran cold. Made up my mind to take the life of the old man and rid myself of the eye forever. Turned the latch of the door, and I opened it, so gently. And upon the eighth night, I was more than cautious in opening the door. I had my head inside, even, and was about to open the lantern when my thumb slipped on the old tin fastening. And the old man suddenly sprang up and crying out, "Who's there?" Kept quite still. I said nothing for the whole of an hour. Came to my ears a low, dull, quick sound. It was
the beating of the old man's heart, and it grew quicker and quicker. And louder and louder.
The old man's time had come. He shrieked once, only once, and the old man, he was stone dead. Oh, and his eye would trouble me no more.
As the bell sounded the hour, there came a knocking at the street door. And there entered three men who introduced themselves as officers of the police. And they sat, and while I answered their questions, a ringing began in my ears. No doubt I now grew very pale, but I talked more fluently and with a heightened voice. Yet the sound increased, and what could I do? It was a low, dull, quick sound. Why would they not be gone? Did the police hear? Could they know? Admit the deed. Tear out the flags here, and here is the beating of his hideous heart.